This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live, you can join us right here, our toll-free number, allowing you to bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We were in the last hour discussing the situation in San Bernardino, which involved apparently at least 14 people slaughtered today at the Inland Regional Center, a facility that serves people with developmental disabilities. It is a county-run facility there in the Los Angeles area. At least 14 people are being killed, 17 to 20 wounded. Police say there were 1 to 3 assailants who were heavily armed and possibly wearing body armor. One suspect has been shot by the police. Authorities say another one might be at large. There's also another person who is in a vehicle. So there are at least 2 people who appear to be in police custody, and there's a continuing manhunt going on for an alleged third person. Now, it's not real clear if there actually was a third person or not, so who knows what sort of rights the police are violating out there in order to find a man who may not actually exist. So that's possibly going on right now in San Bernardino as the situation continues to develop. If you've got an update that you want to share with us on that story, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
So also we were talking about the National Security Letter, something that has been discussed off and on this show over the last decade. When we first heard about these things, they were pretty scary, and they still are. They are essentially a tool of threatening that the government can issue to whoever it wants.
Sounds like a Dungeons and Dragons device. A tool of threatening.
Yeah, and it is a letter.
I wave at you my tool of threatening.
That says that basically you better hand over information. It's usually addressed to people who are in the telecommunications business. Looking for records.
128,000 of them, I believe, was the number that they said that they had issued.
Yeah, I think it was actually more than that.
A tremendous amount of them.
I don't have the number here, but it was at least 120, if not 170,000. There was quite a few, and that was only over like a 2-year time frame, so there's been more than that. In 2004 alone, this according to PBS, the FBI issued 56,507 national security letters, according to the Justice Department figures. The man who challenged this, Nicholas Merrill, is now able to reveal the letter that had come apparently hand-delivered to him from the FBI, according to the story at PBS.org.
That's kind of frightening.
In 2004, Merrill was then the CEO of a New York-based web hosting firm called Calix. He received the so-called National Security Letter. The letter asked for what he described as a significant array of information, but because of a gag order, he was legally barred from even speaking about it. But is it really a gag order if it's not an order from a judge?
No, it's not.
When we read this letter, we actually have the mostly uncensored version of it here. It only censors names and an email address. In this particular uncensored version of the letter, it refers to itself multiple times as a request. When you actually look at the Title 18 United States Code Section 2709, which is what it cites in the letter here, there's more conflict, more language of a confusing nature here. Section A says there's a duty to provide, which means there's an obligation upon you as a telecommunications provider. It says here a wire or electronic communication service provider shall comply with a request. So, on one hand, it's being called a request. On the other hand, they're saying
it's a duty.
You have to comply, so therefore it is a duty.
And how is this duty created?
By someone writing Section 18 U.S. Code Section 2709.
Simply me being born on this plot of land creates a duty.
Yeah, apparently. These, you know, state or the U.S. representatives and senators are the ones who apparently created this so-called duty.
You know, that from a moral standpoint, they can't do that.
Well, yeah, isn't there a prohibition on slavery in the United States? Didn't they amend the Constitution to make that clear?
13th
Once upon
Amendment
a time,
was clear, yeah.
Like a prohibition on
that, there's no involuntary servitude.
Yeah.
So that,
how can there be a duty put on you if there's no involuntary servitude?
I don't know, but the draft went on after that thing was written.
Yeah.
Well, more than 100 years after that was written.
Maybe the draft was a request, too.
And the Selective Service still, well, they put people in prison over that request, refusing that request. Selective Service still exists. Even though we don't have the draft, they have the bones of the draft structure still in place, suggesting that when they say you have a duty, you have a duty because you were born inside this polygon.
The director, let's see here. So it says you have to shall comply with a request for subscriber information and toll billing records information or electronic communication transactional records in its custody or its possession made by the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation under subsection B, which it then says the director, because the director didn't sign the letter that was sent to this man, but he can have a designee in a position not lower than deputy assistant director at bureau headquarters or a special agent in charge in a bureau field office designated by the director, may, using a term that specifically identifies a person, entity, telephone number, or account as the basis for the request. And then it goes into all the different stuff that they are legally allowed to request that you shall comply with giving over that information to them.
Makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
It's either a request or it's not a request.
I'm speechless at this point. I don't know what else to say about this. I mean, it's how would you respond to this if you received one of these letters?
Yeah, I would love to know how people would respond because we'll probably get a lot of very clever answers. I think that probably the best way to respond to this is simply to act like you never got it.
Mm.
If it's a request, then if it says request on it, then you should be able to, I would assume, reasonably act as though, well, I just assumed it was a request. And if it's a request, I'm a busy person. And I
got better things to do.
I don't have time.
Right.
I don't have time.
I've got a business to run.
Every day, I have to make decisions that make people happy and unhappy with me, essentially, what the decisions I've made.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of running a business. Because there are all kinds of people out there that want, I don't know, free radio interviews for their clients and, you know, whatever. They want us to push their product on the air without paying us. They do, really.
Sure.
And, you know, a whole variety of people who want things. I have to, I do not respond to those emails. I do not have time.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Prohibition, Section C, Part A. In general, if a certification is issued under subparagraph B and notice of the right to judicial review under subsection D is provided, no wire or electronic communication service provider that receives a request under subsection B or officer, employee, or agent thereof shall disclose to any person that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has sought or obtained access to information or records under this section. But wait a minute. That section says that that if this certification is issued and notice of the right to judicial review is provided, I don't recall any notice of a right to judicial review in that particular request. Do you?
No. We don't recall it because it wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean,
so therefore, you're not obligated to not speak about it because they have not met all the criteria.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything in here about judicial review of this particular request.
Or the suggestion that you can talk to a lawyer or anything. Nothing.
So this whole thing, I mean, look, I'm no attorney, but the whole thing seems like a bluff. It seems like, yet again, another government agency using its intimidation tactics to bluster their way into getting obedience from people. We're the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and you will do as we say, even though if you actually read the statutes that we're citing here, or the ordinances, or whatever the hell they call them, code. They call it code because it is confusing as hell. If you read this code. And I normally hate doing this stuff on the air, but I think it's instructive. You know, you read this code and it's like, wait a minute, you're not following your own rules here. You're just sending a letter. You just sent me a request, and you're going to see if I do something about it. And the guy probably did exactly what they asked him to do.
Sure, I'm sure that his lawyer said, you better take this very seriously.
Yeah. Even though, by my interpretation, it looks like he wasn't obligated to do anything. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. How would you handle this if you got this letter? Again, hand-delivered by the FBI. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us on the radio. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We request that you call and join us here on the radio.
We request that you continue listening, which means that we will send men with suits carrying poorly concealed handguns in their waistbands or underneath their arms to scare the crap out of you if you don't.
Well, I mean, when the government requests something, they do it in a way that makes it sound like it's not a request.
I'm going to have to ask you to get out of the car, son.
Right. I'm going to have to ask you to hand over that bottle for a search. This is what the police do on a local level all the time, writ large on the national level. This is the FBI's version of that sort of bluster, puffed-up, kind of intense-sounding request. I'm going to have to ask you to, you know, do whatever. Hand that bottle over. This is one of the things they do with the college students here in Keene.
They sure do.
See somebody walking down the street with some sort of container of unidentifiable fluid? I'm going to have to ask you to hand that over to me. Well, wait a minute. Did you ask me? Or are you ordering me?
And I'm going to have to ask you to, take off that silly hat and pull up those sunglasses and stop trying to act silly in the middle of the night.
I'm going to have to ask you to search your car. That's one of the most common ones.
Yeah.
So when they say that, they're asking you. It just doesn't sound like it because they deliver it in an intense manner. They are good at, you know, making eye contact with you, and they may have their hand hovering over their gun at the time. So it sounds
that's not
like
meant to
it
be intimidating.
No, it sounds like it's not asking. It sounds like an order, because we're trained from, you know, a very young age to believe that the police are in charge and that they need to be obeyed and that what they say goes and what they say is the law. But a lot of times what they say is just BS. It's a lie. This cop who sent this, or this attorney actually who sent this, wasn't even following the law. He cites some laws. He cites some code.
He writes letters and numbers down.
And he gets away with it. He got away with it for 11 years, and then finally a judge said, you are allowed to reveal this. Well, by my interpretation, he wasn't prohibited from revealing it from day one of receiving this letter, this national security letter that we're talking about, where a man has now, 11 years later, revealed this information after a federal judge finally allowed him to.
This is the first national security letter we've seen, and we keep an eye on this.
Maybe there's another one out there. I don't know. If there is, let us know. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Daniel. You can bring up what you want. You're on Free Talk Live, calling from Baltimore.
Yes. So recently there was a story posted to Free Thought Project about the heroin checkpoint in Hartford County, Maryland. And brief background. Yeah, this is a big one. A brief background is that they're just observing cars that go past the set point where they sit on the side of the road with canine dogs so that they'll be on hand, and they wait for they basically develop reasonable suspicion akin to if they were sitting in a bad neighborhood or something. And then they use that reasonable suspicion to make the stop right there. And I was talking with the state's attorney today, actually, and it's crazy because by making it, he was saying that it was a public health initiative. So they pass out literature and everything like that with the stop. And by framing it like that, you're actually able to discriminate and select people rather than having to screen everybody with equal chance. You are able to let that reasonable suspicion take effect.
That guy over there in that car looks like he could use some literature on heroin. And while we're handing it to him, we're going to walk our dogs around and encourage them to alert on the car. And when they do, we're going to use that opportunity to search. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. You guys have it. I think, like, I'm local.
Is despicable.
I grew up there, and like, I don't think this story is getting enough attention. The state, it's a small local area. It's near Baltimore, though, and like, in the state, like, I feel like this is like something that like you guys should really put your resources behind and like figuring out what's behind it. It's the big,
just to let you know, Daniel, you're our resource.
We have resources.
No,
Daniel is our resource. Because all we got are you guys. I mean, otherwise we're just guys with Google and a microphone. I mean, that's really all that sets us apart.
I often use startpage.com.
From anybody else.
True. I mean, I call on the listeners just to take a look at this issue, the heroin checkpoint in Hartford County, And it is a, like, it is a flagrant violation, or at least the use of framing. What they're doing is a checkpoint, a drug checkpoint, which has check lines or guidelines per NHTSA that's rooted in stuff that's constitutional, such as officers aren't supposed to have that much discretion. It should be like a supervisory thing with the DUI checkpoint, so that it's a neutral criteria for selection. But if you do it at the level with this thing, by not adhering to those DUI checkpoint guidelines, they're basically like, it almost gives you like an inkling that they would develop that reasonable suspicion without any supervisory neutral standard.
Sounds about right.
They would.
And what you said, that was Hartford County?
Hartford, H-A-R-F-O-R-D, so not like with a D.
Okay, got it. Hartford County, over in Maryland, the heroin checkpoint. How long has this been going on? Was this the first one they've ever done, or is this multiple?
Exactly. It's a thing that they just tried out, and you know, they're like, and it's just gotten some bad press. The ACLU, I think, came out against it. But yeah, so I mean, and we usually don't get news out here, so that's how, the fact that it got some national attention, it says something.
Daniel, thanks for calling, and thanks for sharing that with us here tonight. You know, they were on the Facebook recently, on I think one of the local groups here in New Hampshire. Some of the Free Staters were taking credit for no longer having DUI checkpoints in Manchester. I guess there wasn't one this year or something like that. There was a bunch of them.
Good thing.
There was a bunch of them last summer, and I don't know if it was because of them. Maybe the federal government's money dried up for checkpoints. I don't know about that, but you know what? You might as well take credit for it. I mean, certainly the Liberty activists were out there, and they were interdicting on these checkpoints, converging upon them with dozens of Liberty activists and cop blockers, and making life more difficult on the police performing them.
Well, this is a difficulty, right? Like, you want to always tell the highest truth. And I'm for that. I think that it's an admirable thing. But pretty much every other organization out there that is doing whatever it's doing, either inside or outside the system, PR, political, you know, direct action, whatever it is that they're doing, they're going to claim credit for anything that goes their way. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, we were standing nearby and this occurred. Congratulate us. We're helping you. Donate here. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what they do all of the time.
Okay.
I mean, you know, something good happens. You get some kind of Supreme Court ruling. You get three emails from three separate not-for-profit organizations claiming credit for it, and then at the bottom, asking for money. This happens all the time.
Well, no one's asking for money here. They're just claiming credit, which
I'll go ahead and ask you for money. We have the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the work we do here on Free Talk Live, if you like the ideas of us spreading liberty to, you know, all throughout New Hampshire, all throughout the America, and all throughout the world, please support us at amp.freetalklive.com.
All right. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You're certainly still welcome to comment on the national security letter, which is not an order, at least that I can tell, or the developing situation in San Bernardino with multiple people being murdered today. You can share your thoughts on anything. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers with RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm, and we've also got really ugly sweaters for the holiday season.
Darn hideous sweaters, I'd say. We got them from tipsyelves.com. Because
ugly's cool now.
Well, it will be the talk of your Christmas party, I can assure you. Mm. I can't wait. I'm taking mine down to Florida for our Christmas Eve celebration. And it's
these are pretty warm, man.
Yeah.
You going to wear this in Florida?
Well, it'll be inside at night. Cool.
Okay. Yeah, if there's air conditioning. Yeah. I don't think I'd wear anything under it in Florida. Like, this is a nice sweater.
You've got to wear something under a sweater.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, otherwise it's just kind of not going to be terribly comfortable.
Okay.
So, anyway, these, they're awesome. I love them. And the quality's great. But, like I said, you're going to be the talk of your Christmas party.
It's Tipsy Elves is the brand.
Yeah, if you go to tipsyelves.com and upon checkout, you can save 20% off one of these hideous sweaters.
Excellent.
Yeah. And actually, Daryl, our co-host, I think he got the best one. He has the ones that, you know, it's a sort of a regular sweater with the reindeer on it, mm-hmm. until you realize, well, those reindeer are having sex. Yeah, go to tipsyelves.com, use our coupon code FTL to save 20% off, and you will be the life of the party. You will be talked about. TipsyElves.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. We were talking about the situation with the national security letter, which seems to be a bluff. It seems like the government has been sending out bluffs to people, and folks don't have the legal expertise to really be able to figure this stuff out. And I'm by no means an attorney or anyone who has any training in reading the law. I hate reading statutes. I find it just difficult generally. But I've done enough of it now to where I can at least have some general idea of what it is I'm looking at. And it wasn't too hard to discern from the contents of this national security letter that we actually got to read here, because a guy was, a judge ordered that he could release it now publicly. It may be the first one that has been put out there. I'm interested in knowing from anybody else if this has ever happened previously. This was in courts, tied up in courts for more than a decade. 11 years is what it took for this to happen. And, you know, maybe one of the reasons why the judge ultimately let this out was because there was no prohibition on him letting it out in the first place. It just sounds like that there was a prohibition on letting it out because that's the way the national security letter was written. But when you actually look at the U.S. code that it's supposedly based upon, you can see that the letter itself is deficient. It doesn't meet the requirements of the code for it to be the real deal that would be undisclosable. Because one of the requirements is that the letter should have a notice that there's judicial review available. In that, if we're telling you, Mark, let's pretend you're the communications provider here that has received the national letter.
I'm the internet service provider?
Yeah. Okay. If we're telling you, Mark, that you cannot reveal this letter, the fact that you've received it at all, to anyone, then you have to have a right to judicial review of that. There has to be a notice in the letter informing you, okay, you can't reveal this, but you have a right to judicial review of the letter.
But they doesn't say that.
It says nothing about
that.
The law
specifically says that they must inform you of your right
Correct.
To judicial review, and they do not do that in the letter. Therefore, the letter, from the standpoint of the law, is null. It is, as they say in the letter,
a request.
It is a request sent under the color of law with all kinds of threats involved that are completely empty legally. And frankly, I think people making empty threats generally, right? If you said, if I wrote you a letter and said, if you don't jump up and down on one leg and yodel Yankee Doodle Dandy to my satisfaction, I will put you in I will come to your place of business armed and take you away and put you in a cage for as long as I wish.
That's going to be a felony charge.
Yeah,
that's a felony criminal threatening charge.
But
right
the FBI
there.
Never gets charged with felonies because they simply can't be, right?
That's true. The FBI can lie to you as well. And by the way, this was an attorney, not even an FBI agent that
not
I could
a special
tell.
Agent, but I mean, he worked for the FBI.
It didn't even say FBI in the signature area. Maybe it was some sort of division of the FBI, but it didn't say anything about that. So anyway, we've linked to the actual the so-called national security letter. That's on our Facebook and Twitter. I put a link to that there. I also put a link to the actual section of the code. Do your own interpreting here, okay? Because everybody's interpretation may be different. I don't know, but it looked pretty clear to me, Mark. I read it to you. It sounded pretty clear to you as well. So it sounds like the federal government has bluffed over 100,000 times in this, what was it, 2-year period. So who knows how many of these things have actually been sent out in the last 11 years? The stats we saw was that there were 54,000 of them sent in 2004 alone. You added 2005 to that, and I think it was like 120 something, or maybe more than that. So let's just say there's been several hundred thousand of these letters sent out over the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect that the supermajority of them were written in a very similar manner, designed to intimidate you into obedience. And I would suggest to anyone that receives one of these letters, go ahead and compare yours with this one here and see if the wording is similar. See if it has the required judicial review notice in it. See if it meets their own laws, their own code. And if it doesn't, then it's not what it claims to be. It's just them trying to intimidate you into doing what they want you to do. Now, if you want to go ahead and, you know, be obedient to them, that's your choice. You are certainly free to do that. Personally, I'm not interested in helping the FBI. I'm not. They hurt my friends. My friend Rich Paul, who's a regular co-host on this program, went to jail for a year of his life. And it was because of the FBI that he did that. FBI agent Phil Christiana has been investigating the Free State Project for more than a decade. And he went after our friend Rich and our co-host, and they arrested him on marijuana distribution charges, which normally wouldn't involve the FBI.
Right. Generally, you're not confused.
Selling a quarter pound of marijuana in a hotel room in Keene, New Hampshire, generally is not going to involve an FBI investigation. The FBI agent was involved because he wanted to get access to the Keene Activist Center. He wanted to know what was going on in the liberty activist community here in New Hampshire. And he wanted to use the threat of jail time held over Rich's head to intimidate Rich into becoming a snitch for the FBI, an undercover agent, an informant for the FBI. He wanted Rich to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center. And Rich ultimately refused to do that. And by the way, another interesting detail in this case is they went after a heroin dealer, busted a heroin dealer first, then used the heroin dealer to bust Rich
for pot sales.
Ultimately, letting the heroin dealer free. So the deal for the heroin seller was, okay, you help us get Rich Paul, a pot dealer, and we'll let you go. You don't have any charges after you help us bust Rich. Now, you know, he had to testify at the trial against Rich, so we all got to find out who he was and see what, you know, what his name and face looked like. And so he did that, and he was let scot-free, was able to sell heroin to, you know, kids, who knows? So, they let a heroin dealer out to go after Rich, to ultimately try to get Rich to turn against his activist friends, like, as though there was some sort of violent plot going on here in town, which certainly wasn't happening. So there would have been, you know, they wouldn't have gleaned any interesting information from having Rich hanging out in the Keene Activist Center with a wire. But Rich, nonetheless, refused to go along with it, so they prosecuted him as hard as they could. And then the FBI agent perjured himself on the stand.
What was the perjury?
What was it that he lied about on the stand? I don't remember, Mark. You'll have to ask Rich that question specifically. I was there. I witnessed the trial. I recorded the video, but
it just doesn't come to mind.
I don't remember that particular detail, but it was outrageous.
Something to do with him not asking Rich to wear a wire? Or?
I don't remember, Mark. Okay. You'll have to ask Rich. I'm sure he would be able to give you a play-by-play breakdown of how that went down. But he absolutely told a lie, and he got away with it. But if you lie to the feds, you'll get arrested on a felony charge like they did with Martha Stewart. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of felonies, a man's been charged for handing out jury nullification information in Michigan with a felony.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We got news about another person arrested for jury nullification outreach. It's happened again. It's happened in Florida. It's happened in Colorado, in the Denver area. And it has now happened in Michigan. Story from Fox17Online.com. We'll get into that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. We do have Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM, so feel free to connect with us that way and share your thoughts about whatever happens to be on your mind. A Macosta man is charged with a felony for obstruction of justice. It's a new one. Normally, yeah. normally it's jury tampering, and they did hit him with a jury tampering on this one, too. That's a misdemeanor in this case. Jury tampering for passing out flyers about jury nullification rights on the sidewalk of the Macosta County Courthouse. Keith Wood is 39 years old. He faces these charges after handing out about 50 flyers on November 24th, which the Fully Informed Jury Association wrote that described juror rights that are typically not given by judges during jury instructions before a trial. Wood's attorney, Dave Kalman, told Fox 17 the charges are outrageous.
I would agree.
Especially after Wood posted bond set at, go ahead, take a shot, bond for a felony, obstruction of justice, and misdemeanor jury tampering.
Well, obviously it's going to be high because of the tone of your voice. I'm going to say
$100,000. $150,000.
That's outrageous.
Obstruction of justice is a 5-year felony with up to $10,000 in fines. And attempting to influence jurors is a 1-year misdemeanor with fines of up to $1,000. Woods told Fox 17 he was speechless. Woods said, when he, the judge, told me the bond, again, I was speechless. A $150,000 bond for handing out a piece of paper on a public sidewalk? Speechless, he said. Woods said that he charged the $15,000 to his credit card to post the bond. So he used bail bondsman on that one.
Oh.
Kalman said he will fight for all of Wood's bond to be returned and called these charges an attack on free speech.
He's right.
He said it's just a blatant, illegal, improper use of government power to squelch a person's constitutional rights of free speech. That's what this is. There has to be pushback, and judges and prosecutors and people need to know you cannot squelch people's free speech rights and get away with it. Wood said he was motivated to...
Yes, they can. They can absolutely do that. If this judge gets overturned at some point or another, what bad is going to happen to him? Is he going to go to jail?
No.
Is he going to have...
Probably won't even be dethroned from his judginess.
$15,000 on his credit card to pay a bond for $150,000?
I don't have... I can't put $15,000 on a credit card. How many people have that kind of limit on their credit card?
I've had that kind of limit on cards before, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
I mean...
I don't have to request that kind of limit, right? Like, I mean, I was given at one point my credit card in the past, I auto got like an increase, and then at one point I requested an increase because I, you know, when I buy the satellite time for LRN.FM, that comes in like a chunk of several thousand dollars, and I needed to be able to do that, and I didn't have room on my card, so I had a specific reason for wanting to do it, but I'm still not, you know, $15,000 on a credit card. How common is that?
I don't know how common it is. Have you asked other people about their credit limits?
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, I think I interrupted you there. No?
I don't think so.
Anyway, back to the story here. He said he was motivated to educate the public on jury rights, knowing of an upcoming Mecosta County trial. He said, quote, "It's not illegal to fully inform jurors. It's just that judges don't do it anymore. To me," he said, "I feel like the justice system would be much better off, and we the people would be much better off if jurors were fully informed again." And I happen to agree. In fact, I engage in similar activism here in Keene, New Hampshire. We're going to be having one of these jury outreach days coming up in less than 2 weeks when our friend and co-host James Cleveland, who is on our Friday night shows with us now, will be facing a charge of, I believe, disorderly conduct and resisting arrest for recording video of state police conducting an investigation at a scene with a suicidal man. So I will be handing out jury nullification information out in front of his trial, just as I do on a monthly basis whenever it is that they have these various different jury trials. There are now at least 6 counties in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire only has 10 counties, so that's majority of the counties in New Hampshire that have this activism going on a regular basis. Some counties do it twice per month, some once per month. This is a once per month county here in Cheshire County. But we got them covered, man. And yep. The only issue that I've ever had is when the cops came out and told me to stop opening the door for people. I then opened the door for the police when they went back inside the building and ignored their advice. So that was back in 2010, by the way. So it's been five years now.
They don't bother you, and they're not going to because, well, you know, that area has been clawed away from them here in New Hampshire.
Now, they certainly could. I mean, you know, they could come at somebody and arrest them and go through the same process as has gone through in other
states. They would expect 20 jury rights activists out on their doorstep the next time go around, and that's one of the reasons they don't do it.
And they probably would get a good attorney take the case pro bono, like the guy who took the Robin Hood case, John Meyer, and whomped him.
The brave people that do this, like this gentleman in Michigan, are by themselves wherever they do it.
I believe he was alone
when they're outside of New Hampshire.
And
that's
I've been
New
alone.
Hampshire's different.
I've been alone here, by the way. I mean, it's
by yourself, but that doesn't mean that your backup won't. The cavalry is around the corner.
Yeah, most of them are asleep, though. It's like 7:55
I'm not saying
morning.
They're going to come at that moment, Ian. Many times one has to wait for the cavalry.
Yeah. So the pamphlets, again, explain what jury nullification is, and that is your right as a juror to judge the law itself. You get to decide as a juror if a person is not guilty, even if you think the law is bad. You can say that person is not guilty. Even if the evidence is crystal clear, that person had 20 pounds of marijuana and they got caught with it, and there's no doubt that they knew that they had it, you can still vote not guilty because you think the war on drugs is bad and marijuana should be legal. So you get to decide as a jury. That's what jury nullification is about, and that's why it's such a threat to the state, because ultimately it allows the jury to essentially overturn the law in that instance. It's not going to nullify the entire law forever. Just in that one case, it nullifies the application of that law to that particular defendant, and that means the state's going to lose if the jury start nullifying things. And that's what we've seen happening in Colorado. There was a news story recently. We didn't really cover it in detail on the show, but I think we got to mention about how juries in Colorado have been nullifying the cases of people who've been arrested for DW pot or whatever you call that, driving while under the influence of cannabis. Those cases are being chucked out of court because of jury nullification. Let's go to Andy listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, hey, no, I was talking to your screener, and he asked me what was my question. I said, have you ever heard of the term testifying? And he said, the what? I said, the term testifying. Have you guys heard of that?
Yep.
What is that? When
lying while under lying while under oath.
So like what cops do sometimes?
Exactly, exactly. Alan Dershowitz back in the late 90s, 1998, I think. Don't quote me on that. But he went in front of Congress and told Congress that the number one felony committed in this nation is testifying by cops. And most of it is to cover up drug busts and stuff. And the rest of it is to cover up their indiscretions. They screwed up, so they just write something down in their police report. And that's the real big problem here in the United States, is that these police reports are believed. Now, I've been arrested by a cop before who had over 300 pages of complaints against him, but he only got busted for flipping two people off. He got reprimanded for flipping two people off, but he'd been from tasing people to spitting in people's faces, and wow, nothing was reprimanded on this person. And so it just really bothers me. You know, testifying is a big thing. Alan Dershowitz was right. He's from Harvard. These people, they lie. They lie to cover their indiscretions. And the problem is that the jury has a problem believing the person who's brought up on trial. Because they're feeling like the court is not going to bring somebody up on trial that doesn't deserve to be there. And they do. They do it all the time. They bring people that don't deserve to be there all the time.
It's just
past a joke. And the testifying is the worst, because people are going to jail for false testimony. These guys, it says right on the bottom of it. I've been a pro se defendant before, where I've defended myself. And it says right on the bottom of the police report, because you get discovery, you get to read the police report. And if you don't get discovery, then you have your lawyer telling you what's on the police report, which is absolutely ridiculous. You need to know what's going on against you.
And these
guys, you finally get to read the police report. And at the bottom, it says under the penalty of perjury, which is a felony, mind you, and they sign their name to this. And then they turn around and get on the stand and say the same thing or very close to the same thing. And in my particular case that I had, I was able to show that the particular cop was lying straight face from it, and he still didn't get nothing done to him.
Of course not. Because they're not under
the prosecutor isn't going to run out to go and get his cop friends.
They're not under even if you can prove that the cop lied on the stand, the prosecutor isn't obligated to bring the charge. Thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate it. He's absolutely right about that. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.